All right, we are recording.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for joining us. This is the Development Review Committee, February 14th, 2023. Call the meeting to order. The first order of business is we do have a new member of the committee. If you haven't met Dylan Haas, she is replacing John Reddick. So this is her first meeting. She did get a tour of the property in the last week or two. Do I need to do any more formal introductions than that, Peggy?
I don't
everybody,
think so.
I think, has met each other. Do we need approval by electronic means? I don't think we do.
We do not.
Okay. Any modifications to the agenda? Were there any public comments?
None received.
Okay. First order of business is, which everybody should have received in the email you got from Peggy last week and again this week, is the approval of the minutes from the November meeting of 2022. I would need a motion to move forward on that or comment.
Motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
It's unanimous. That's great. Next order of business is I'm going to turn it over to Mary Jo because FSU
sure.
has a request as they expand over at the AME facility.
Okay, this is a very modest project if you're not familiar with. The AME building is that one on the corner of Levy and Engineering Drive. They have several wind tunnels inside the facility, kind of in that gray concrete building you can see in one of the photos. The compressed air tanks that provide the wind for the wind tunnels are currently housed in this kind of brick enclosure. That is not them that you see kind of creeping up over the roof. Those are actually associated with the cooling and chilling of the buildings. But they have large compressed air tanks, I want to say 15, 20 feet long. They're about 6-8 feet in diameter. They want to expand that so that they can increase their capacities so they get the velocities up on the wind tunnel, et cetera, et cetera. They've got a couple of grants pending, et cetera. And so they've gotten the money together to add two more compressed air tanks that are identical. Can you go flip to the site plan? So right now, they don't have room inside of that brick enclosure, you'll see, to add the tanks inside the enclosure. And so what they would like to do is basically expand the yard. You can see I'll just, don't have a laser pointer. I promise I won't expect to see. These are the six tanks. They're actually stacked too high each. They're all connected together, manifolded, and they go down into this big pipe that connects underground up into the wind tunnel. So what they would like to do is expand the yard in the southerly direction, probably put the two tanks side by side, back to back like this, so you see the relative
size.
That's all right.
Trying to make it better.
I'm afraid to touch this because some screens are touch screen. They go all wacko. And so that's kind of about the yard. They need room around the tanks so they can get into. They've got kind of some lids and hatches and things on top. They're going to build a whole platform to be able to get up to that. And these two tanks will be manifolded together and probably they'll punch a hole through the existing wall and connect into that existing piping. And so the question became, as I talked to Michael about, what are we allowed to do as far as an enclosure? Currently, you know, this is all funded by AME and their various grant support. We would like to keep this as simple and straightforward as possible. You know, there's a possibility they may want to expand again in the future, and I would say it would be going out in that direction. And so I proposed to Michael doing a black chain link fence around the enclosure. There will be a set of man gates on this end so that they can get into the yard. And in addition, I offered up, we'll do some landscaping around these two sides that'll kind of grow into and cover up whatever that chain link fence. And I'm just thinking it's going to be at least 6, possibly 8 feet tall because they don't want people climbing up and getting in there.
Then we talked about the fence, making sure that it was above the height of the tanks inside.
Yeah.
So the expansion that you talked about potentially would be going still along the ground going, it wouldn't be
it
going
would
up.
It would continue, yeah. And I mean, it's been, this building, I want to say, was built probably about 10 years ago, so it's taken them 10 years to get to this point. I'd say it's probably going to be another 10 years before they get to the point where they're going to have two more tanks again. But who knows? So that's pretty much it in a nutshell. I took those photographs this morning just to show what the existing enclosure looks like. It is a brick masonry structure, brick on block.
It blows up.
Would you want to go ahead and make the fence big enough to accommodate two more in the future? I mean, it just costs a little fence right now.
I know, but the
and the landscaping would. The you thing, won't have to move it later.
I can appreciate your concerns. The AMI folks, it's very bottom line what they're trying to do, and
you talk about another 30 feet.
Yeah, I know. I'm concerned, yeah. Ben. There are trees and. Yeah, there is that one tree. It is not a live oak. I want to say it's a water oak or something like that. That may then be an obstacle if we were to do something like that. The tanks themselves are going to be set on concrete slabs, and where there's not concrete slab, there's going to be gravel. We'll do gravel so that we don't want to put sod inside there. We don't want anything that we have to maintain.
And we did confirm, if I'm not mistaken, that the fence itself will still meet all the setback requirements.
That building currently meets the setback requirements, and yes,
and then the fence.
The fence would meet, I think it's 50 feet on the street side.
And then the open issue, and the reason we were talking about the fence, is that if you guys recall from the site development language, it says, when any outdoor storage would otherwise be visible from a public road, street, or right-of-way, it must be screened from view by a wall of material similar to and compatible with that of the building or buildings on the site.
Yeah, my thought was just that east side, that small piece that would count towards, because that's the only one that's actually public right-of-way. The rest of it, you're really facing the parking lot, which I don't think falls under here, but that was a concern I had. Just that
street face.
That street face, is just being heavily screened to kind of meet
Yeah. And it's a fairly short length there, Dylan.
Yeah.
I realize
it's not
that.
The greatest impact, but
one
that would cost you the most money, right?
Yeah, it would be the least costly if we had to do brick on the two sides. If we'd get,
let me see if I can find this. Clumsy, apologize. It's right here.
Yeah,
that
short
wall, side.
That
short
wall.
We're probably talking about 10, 12 feet.
And then tie in with fence along here and screening.
Chain link.
And then there would be, like you said, there's a gate. And for those of you who don't know, there's a big black gate, if I'm not mistaken, right here on the left side of our screen. Isn't that? That's just big.
Right.
There's a 12 feet or 10 feet high black chain link fence gate there. Because that's their access point into there.
Yeah, and there's also black chain link going into their access to the yard is actually on this side, and that's a back black chain
link
fence on that side too.
Any comments from either one of you guys?
No, I mean, I would say even with chain link, maybe, I don't know what the stuff's called, the stuff that you hang on the fence that you can't see through it.
That mesh.
Yeah,
thing.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, otherwise, build the fence as tall as you want, you're still going to see through it. What difference does it make?
Landscaping
is going to be 10 years before it's tall
enough.
That was the other comment I kind of wanted to make, is just since the information we were given was kind of minimal at this point, having an actual landscaping plan to see what kind of timeline we'll be looking at for it to be actually screened. I know the covenants and restrictions, it says we're supposed to even go down to the species level, which I don't know if we need to go that specific.
And I wasn't prepared to do that.
Yeah, I mean, totally
some
understandable.
Vines
but
might be
What's that?
Yeah, some vines on the fence.
We've done that at FSU,
and they grow. They do grow pretty quickly.
Yeah. Just before final approval, I was thinking just seeing some kind of landscape plans, something that will, I'll show how it will be screened so it meets that covenants. My recommendation.
Brad, any thoughts or comments or how we want to proceed here?
You know, I would have preferred to just go with the mesh like Ben suggested rather than the landscaping.
Let's make sure we're having the right conversation. Are we talking about the whole way around? Or are we, I mean, because remember Dylan brought up a potential need for brick on that one side. I mean, you guys, that's the decision you guys get to recommend.
When you talk about compatible, it gets pretty gray. Just by dumb engineer opinion, I think things other than chain link, but not necessarily brick along that side could also work. I don't know if that's a board fence, that's painted a compatible color or something just on that east facade maybe. But I'm also okay with just screen chain link.
Yeah, we prefer not doing anything that requires maintenance, like painted boards. And I know there's precedents out here for board fence. You look at the property next door, the DOT enclosure is all board fence.
It is. And if you guys look at the Danfoss property, it is black chain link fence all the way around. Now, that's not around an outbuilding or a storage building. That is a perimeter fence in the entire property. It's a 6-foot black. That some places was landscaped, and some places, frankly, wasn't. You know, along Roberts Road, there's some places where there's nothing in front of it or behind.
I don't think it's the fence itself that's the issue. It's that the chain link really doesn't screen anything.
Yeah, and I want to clarify my statement, too. I'm not proposing that you need brick on the east side. I'm just proposing having a better idea of how you're going to screen it. Just having some kind of plan that we can see and say, okay, we're good with that and can approve. I'm open to, I think there's... Like Ben said, compatibles leaves open for a lot of options. So, but I just don't know, because when I hear landscaping, just like how Ben said, I think 10 years from now it'll be screened. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's concerning to me. But so yeah, I'm open to lots of options.
I just want to say, for the main reason for the fence is just security. They don't want anybody get mucking around with their stuff.
I don't blame them.
I have a comment just based upon what I see in terms of federal funding. We heard just recently that they're going from Mach 5 to Mach 6, and they had plans to go from Mach 6 to Mach 7. So I would suggest that with all the money coming down and the interest in propulsion, that they get another chunk of change at some point and go from Mach 6 to Mach 7, and this would be in 24, 36 months potentially. So that's just a sidebar based upon what we saw just recently there.
That's right, headed toward last week.
Yeah, they are also, there's another little project on their horizon where they're going to, they have to add, oh God, I'm going to get this mucked up, but heaters to do something, but they get condensation because the air is so cold when it comes through there, and so they have to heat the air actually before it goes through the wind tunnel. And so there's a little project, not today, but that I'm going to have to come back with, that they're going to put some device on the outside of the building too. That I am going to have to come back to you on this, because it's, again, it's a street side, it's a piece of equipment. So they do have other plans,
sure. This
in addition to what Bill mentioned as well.
Well, what kind of options, guys, I'm sure, just to try and make sure that we can maybe close this matter out by the next meeting, if at all possible, what materials, I don't have any experience in what those options are for materials, but can we give some guidance to Mary Jo, what she could specifically ask for that we think the committee would be comfortable with so that we could give them some kind of clarity, or what do we need? If you need the landscaping species, or how fast they grow, or the watering requirements, those kinds of things, or if it's going to be something that's more fixed and not planted, you know, a mesh, or I just don't know. I don't know the appropriate terminology for that stuff, so that she could formalize that and make sure that it fits within whatever they're trying to do.
I'm open to either option. You know, whatever will work best for you. I think from my point of view, if you can just keep that engineering way well screened, you know, I'm open to whatever works best for your budget. And visually speaking, I mean, I don't personally have a preference. I'm also comfortable because I'm new here, but there is an option to approve with conditions. So I would even be open to approving it with conditions, and then you just come. We don't have to
come back with
another meeting. Come back with that plan, and we can all take a look at it and be like, okay, that's what we do with the city. I'd be open to that too. So we don't have to do a whole another meeting.
No, I would prefer that because we've got two ITNs hanging out here. One is to buy the tanks, and one is to make the tanks work, and I have to let that group know what other costs they may have to incur in order to finalize their proposal. And so there is kind of, there's a little bit of immediacy, though the tanks are going to take us 6 months to get or something like that.
So
I just need to get the other company, the mechanical engineering company, to know what they have to do. So
something along the lines of a move to approve with the condition of a screening plan for the engineering way frontage is provided.
Yeah.
If that's the motion, Peggy, and then black chain link fence on the other side and the gate. Would we okay with that, or
might
we want to screen the whole thing?
Fence on all sides with some screen. I mean, that
and the screening would just be on that one side. Or are we putting the talking about the screening on the whole thing?
It's the one spot
I think just that one spot is the one that's like a big concern. I mean,
Okay. Screening
around, you know, the other side with like, you know, landscaping would be cool, but I think the only real requirement is on that east side.
Okay.
So do we? The motion is
the move to approve with the condition that a screening plan is provided for the engineering way frontage along the length of the enclosure.
So that's the motion. I'm not going to. I don't know if I can say that. Hey,
and you approve the black chain.
Right. Just that easternmost portion.
We have a second. Any comments on that? All in favor of the motion as proposed?
Aye.
Okay. It's unanimous. And we'll move as quickly as we can, Mary Jo, to get something back out in front of
the
committee.
Thank you.
That you guys can look at. Is there any other new business? Okay, well, seeing none, can I get a motion to adjourn then?
Okay.
Second. Good. Second for adjourn.